A home is meant to be a place of safety and security. Unfortunately, there's a danger existing in many homes in New Jersey that families are blind to, even though it is literally right in front of their faces. Lead poisoning from lead-based paints has caused illness in hundreds of thousands of children throughout the state. This past week, Governor Christie signed a new law that's designed to address the health danger, which my next guest says is long overdue. Here to talk about what this law does and raise awareness of lead poisoning potentials, maybe even in your own home, is the Director of Environmental Health Services with Isles Incorporated, Elise Pivnik. Thanks for being here today, Elise.
Hi there. Good to be here.
And website for Isles Incorporated is Isles, I-S-L-E-S, .org. Of course, we have a link over at our website, so you can learn more about their program, especially on this important issue. And just to reference the law that the governor signed this past week, it's designed to limit children's exposure to toxic metal. It requires local health boards to determine lead contamination in a home occupied by a child whose blood tests show at least five micrograms of lead per deciliter. And that's basically having the previous threshold of 10 micrograms per deciliter, which I know is getting maybe overly scientific for you listening, but just a matter of at least what this law really does bring about, and I alluded to in the introduction now, there many people's homes, not to be overdramatic about it, but as far as health of children are concerned, they literally are ticking time bombs in some cases.
Yeah. Well, let me just first help the listener understand what the numbers mean. When you hear five micrograms per deciliter, it refers to the concentration of lead in a deciliter of a child's blood. And so to be, you know, when you're hopefully all parents out there are having their children tested for lead, if they're between the ages of 1 and 2, and you will get a number which shows you the concentration of lead in your child's blood. So it's very important to have your children screened both the first time at age 1 and the second time at age 2. So you know about your child's environment and you can take corrective action if needed. So let me get to the bill. We are very pleased that the governor has signed this bill. It brings New Jersey's standards for intervention by local public health departments for families who have a child with a level now of 5 in comparison to 10. And it used to be, the Center for Disease Control has had a level of 5 is the actionable level now for the past 4 years. And New Jersey is now, by signing this bill, will become consistent with those federal standards. This is very good for families and children in New Jersey because now if a child shows a level of 5, you're going to hear from the public health department who will help you with education and also to identify where the source of lead poisoning is. Is it in your house? Is it in your yard? Is it at the grandmother who's watching your child during the day? But you're going to be able to know much earlier if your child is exposed to a hazard. And what we know about lead poisoning is that it's cumulative. So it used to be that you had to wait, you know, a family wouldn't have any alarms rung until there was a level of 10, and now it will be down at 5. Another important fact for people to know is that there's no safe level of lead, and if you have an opportunity in your home is to test your home for hazardous lead before your child could be exposed. So there are some tests you can get at a local hardware store. If you live in Trenton, Isles is both helping families test their home, as well as we have funds now to make homes lead safe. And there's other nonprofits in New Jersey with a new grant program from the Department of Community Affairs who also have this funding. So we can talk about that. Maybe we can get those sources up online with the other information you spoke about, Chris.
Oh, without a doubt, because you know people will automatically assume that, okay, I live in an older house, but, I mean, we've painted over the walls since we've been here 2 or 3 times, and they think that covering up a danger, it's almost like the old joke about, you know, anything can be fixed with duct tape. That's not the case.
Yeah, right.
That's not the case with lead poisoning. If the base paint, no matter how many times you cover over it, it's still there, and if it's still there, that means the exposure to lead, maybe it'll be more delayed, maybe it'll be diluted because of the covering, but it's still going to be a risk.
Right, right. So what's important to know is that lead paint, if it's at the bottom layer of a very smooth wall that has a new coat of paint on it, that is considered lead-safe condition. But what can happen is, say you have a roof leak, or say someone bumped a piece of furniture through the wall and all of a sudden you got to that bottom layer. Or, very importantly, is to look to see whether your home has old wood windows, which were often used on our oldest houses in New Jersey. And typically in the older houses, that original layer was lead paint. And every time that window goes up and down, it's a friction action, and you can get lead paint dust from that bottom layer, which then goes, you know, onto the windowsill, onto the floor. And what we know about toddler behavior, it's a pretty typical thing to be standing by the window, maybe to little chew on the windowsill a little bit. Because another thing that your viewers might not know is that lead paint is sweet, and it's a very attractive substance for little babes.
I'd never heard about that, or probably no one ever thinks that way too. As an adult, you think, well, who'd want to eat paint?
The amount of lead dust that experts tell us can start to cause brain damage is the amount of lead dust that fits in the equivalent of what we call a sugar packet from a restaurant.
Wow.
And you sprinkle that sugar packet on the floor, and chances are you're not going to be able to see it, which is the same thing you can say about lead paint dust. And a toddler crawls through and then, you know, does what toddlers do, which is put their hands in their mouth, and you start to have exposure. And so it's really important if you all your listeners out there, if you're living in an older house, get your home tested. They're fairly inexpensive at the test at the hardware store. And you can also ask for help from your local health department and your local housing inspection department.
I'm with Elise Pivnik, who is the Director of Environmental Health Services with ILES Incorporated. ISLES.org is their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And the point you bring up is very important, Elise, because people, when they think of lead poisoning, maybe we remember the old public service announcements back in the 70s and 80s used to be a tenement scene with the paint chips. That does not always have to be the case for the risk to exist.
It could be
perfectly professionally finished walls and windowsills, but the risk is still being created and still in existence.
Right. It could be in the corners. It could be in those friction surfaces. Maybe they haven't, it could be on your porch. A lot of people forget. They think it's just of the inside of the house. But what we know is that lead paint was often used on exterior features of a house, like the roof line, the gutters, a porch, and people often don't think to test over there. And that chipping paint then can get into the soil, can be tracked around by, house chores outside, and you can have lead in your soil too. So if your children are playing in the backyard of an old house, it's something to check.
And
I think, can be tested pretty easily by taking it to your local agricultural extension service. And you can call them to have your soil tested.
You bring up a good point, too, because, again, people think of lead poisoning and anything to do with paint with the urban areas and the cities. But what you just described, too, especially in the more rural areas with well water systems in existence, lead seeping into the soil can in turn seep into the water system, and you're just doubling up the danger then.
Yeah, could be. And, another important point to make here is that I think nationwide there's been a lot of, a deserved attention to lead in water because of the Flint tragedy. But people need to understand, it's important to understand that far more children are poisoned by lead in old paint than in water. And the experts have studied this, and they give us the numbers of about 80% of exposure comes from old lead paint, versus the water. And no lead exposure is safe, so no one should ignore their water. But you want to look at both. You don't want to just look at your water and not look at what's going on in your house or your backyard.
And the stats, as I mentioned back in the introduction, too, in the hundreds of thousands, high levels of lead have been reported in 225,000 New Jersey children since the year 2000, and
right.
more than 3,000 new cases of kids under 6 with high lead levels were reported just in 2015 alone.
That's right. It's a big problem. And, you know, we're pleased that the governor has lowered this threshold, which will allow local public health intervention earlier. But even a level below 5 is not safe. And if you hear that from your doctor, you should be looking for where the sources of lead could be in your child's environment.
And this also goes, I would assume, too, a lot of the school buildings, school facilities are on the older side of things, too, for school administrators and those who are in charge of the buildings. This is something they need to pay attention to for the obvious reasons.
They do. They do. I mean, any older building is, you know, is could be a source of old lead paint. But what's important to know is that the highest exposure, the time when a child is most likely to absorb the most blood is at around age 2. So older children in a typical school building are not crawling around.
This is true.
Putting hands in mouth. But it can still get in. It's not like it's without hazard. But, again, I want people to focus first on what's going on in their home. And when there's young children, to be testing that home for hazardous lead and test the water, especially if you are, you know, using water to mix into formula for feeding a young one, and to really do what you can to prevent lead poisoning in the first place.
Basic rule of thumb, if was your home built before 1978, do you have a child in that home younger than the age of 6? Well, that certainly is the reason for you to do some testing. And even if it's a financial outlay, there's no price too much for the safety of your child. I mean, for anyone who wants to argue this on the financial level, especially if at the state now, by the way, because we've tried this route before, but this is the governor's, not to get political here on the situation, but this is the governor's second swing at the plate, and last time he wasn't happy about having to spend money on this, and let's just hope that this time we're going to see something. At least he signed the bill, and now we have to see that the proper funding goes into this so that everything...
And to his credit, he restored $10 million to a lead hazard control fund that had been used for other purposes over the last few years. So that's that money that we, IELTS has some of the money, and there's other nonprofits throughout New Jersey that have the funding to help people make their homes lead safe.
And you learn more about this issue?
Lead poisoning is, you know, it really robs a child of their potential in life. And it affects how they learn, it affects how they're able to be in the workforce and the like. So prevention is the beacon that should be guiding all families.
And to find out about lead testing and some of the information about what we talked about here, ILES.org. And I know you're listening, if you're listening on the stream throughout the state, find out about lead testing programs near you. Simple Google search in quotation marks, home lead testing, and you'll find the local organization near you where you can take the results. And as Elise said, hardware stores sell the kits for you to take those first steps, make sure that your home is safe in all realms and all possibilities, in this case with any risk of lead poisoning. And you can just make sure and take care of whatever you have to take care of once you find the test results. Learn more about IELTS Incorporated. It is IELTS.org on the web. We've been joined by the Director of Environmental Health Services, Elise Pivnik. Elise, thanks so much for this information, an important wake-up call, and for being here today.
Thank you.